News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage in association with AIR.
In text to say, Anton, they should tackle the dental waiting lists, and they could if they didn't have such restricted supply of dental training places protecting their patch. This has been an issue for years. Make the training facilities available and stop the demand supply madness of students getting 625 points and possibly still not being able to train. We shouldn't have to send out students abroad to study, and it's not a route many people can afford. This relates to the pressure for dental treatment, whereas it stands now, there are more than 11,000 people, many of them children, on waiting lists for dental and orthodontic treatment with the Health Service Executive. And this is something that Sinn Féin is trying to rectify by calling on the government to publish an action plan to tackle it and to highlight the high number of children waiting for dental care. From Sinn Féin, we're joined by their spokesperson on health, David Cullinan. David, is that texter right? Is the issue simply train more dentists and train them quick?
Yes, I think it's part of the problem. So obviously we don't have enough dentists, because if you look at the dental waiting list, not just orthodontic waiting list, you mentioned the 11,000 children who are waiting for braces mainly. There are many more children who are on other waiting lists in terms of dental services. So it runs in the tens of thousands. And unfortunately for many children, they wait years on end. We had the HSE and the Department of Health in before the Oireachtas Health Committee a number of months ago, and they apologised for the fact that in some cases children were waiting 6, 7, and 8 years to see an orthodontist. And in most cases, a majority of cases, children waiting over 2 years. So that's far too long for children to be waiting to see a dentist or an orthodontist on the public system. And then to add insult to injury, the screening that should be taking place in schools, and the current policy is that there should be at least 2 screenings per child through the life cycle of their primary school education. In fact, most children don't get a screening at all. Some get 1 screening. And obviously that is not good either in terms of oral healthcare for children. So obviously we have major problems. I think workforce planning, not having enough dentists, is one problem. We also need more public dentists and dentists working in the public system. When I was growing up, we had far, far more dentists who were public dentists working in the public system who could deal with these waiting lists. And what I was told in the Oireachtas Health Committee is that unfortunately many of these waiting lists are standing still. They're going nowhere. It's not only that the waiting lists are getting longer and more people are coming on, but children are just not being seen.
And how do you get those dentists onto the public system, David?
Well, it's like anything else. It's like a consultant-only public contract. I know there's controversy over those, but it's to make contracts available and to encourage them to come and work in the public system. We also have a situation at the moment, Anton, where the Dental Treatment Service Scheme, which is a scheme that treats children and adults who are on medical cards, has collapsed. Only about 800 dentists in the country out of about 2,500 are now on that scheme, which means that the vast majority of medical card patients who deserve, obviously, good oral healthcare can't get it at the moment because they can't get a dentist.
Okay, well, the statement from the Department of Health says, the Minister for Health welcomes the opportunity to discuss dentistry arising from this private member's motion and will outline the government's commitment to improving and reforming oral healthcare services, update on developments in the sector, and outline the government's priorities via delivery of an oral health action plan. They don't exactly sound perturbed, David.
Well, listen, as I said, the people who will sound perturbed and the people who are in my sights are children who are waiting in pain for treatment. And the numbers of the 11,000 children waiting to see an orthodontist are termed grade 4 and grade 5. These are people who are deemed to be in the highest need, in most cases in pain, waiting for treatment. And I've dealt with far too many parents in my own constituency. In fact, I had hundreds contact me recently on the back of a press release when I was raising these issues. And they are saying that they have no choice now but to go private. Many of them taking out credit union loans to go and see private orthodontists. In fact, I had one private orthodontist from Cork who wrote to me asking why so many public patients are going to her and seeking treatment. And obviously, I had to respond because the waiting lists are too long. So when you have children waiting anywhere between 2 years, 6 years, 7 years to see an orthodontist, and by the way, that's to see an orthodontist after you have had an assessment. We have thousands more children waiting for an assessment in the first place. So the system isn't working. The public system has collapsed, and the dental treatment service scheme for medical card patients obviously isn't working.
David, thank you very much. David Cullinan there, Sinn Féin spokesperson on health.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.